This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Actually, we're going to have the USDA Dragon Slayer, Jeffrey Smith, on today because...
Wow.
Yeah.
More than one Dragon Slayer, huh?
Well, we got to tonight because Jonathan's out there slaying some dragons for liberty, and he can't be with us live tonight. So we got Jeffrey Smith on from the Institute for Responsible Technology, and we will talk USDA scumbags, and they're in the bag for the GMO manufacturers. That's right. We'll get to that in a little while, Super Don. But first and foremost, I want to welcome all of our new listeners, viewers, watchers, and all of that stuff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you're just joining us from the high wire with Dell Bigtree, I was on that earlier today. And believe it or not, even though I've been on the air for 20 years, I'm the best-kept secret in Health Freedom Talk Radio. So welcome, everybody.
It was good.
Better late than never. Yeah, you got
it. I caught it. I watched it. I thought it was good. If you had Jeffrey Jackson on first, warming up the crowd, right?
Yeah,
talking about the Johnson & Johnson talc asbestos lawsuits, which
is right.
Really interesting stuff. And then you came on talking about Real ID 2020.
I did. I've been wanting to get a different audience, if you will, because I know y'all are here with me most of the time regularly, and we've got to put the word out on what that Real ID is doing and how far-reaching it is, especially in light of the what I call obvious next step, what's happened in Argentina, when they tie in medical records and vaccine status with IDs, driver's licenses, and passports. And the Department of Homeland Security, you know what, I should pass, I don't know if this might be in the clip that you brought out from Highwire with Dell Bigtree today. I don't know how else to set this up, but maybe we'll just play a clip from that.
This has to do with liberty, giving up liberty for security, I believe.
Okay, well, that's a concept that's near and dear to my heart. It goes back to Ben Franklin and the Founding Fathers. And, you know, get a sense of what has gone on here for all of y'all. And anybody in this audience could be vulnerable to this if they're participating in the system, if they have a real ID, compliant driver's license, passport, etc. They're trying to tie biometric data in, your social security number, and all of that inevitably to limit your ability to move about the Earth cabin and the American cabin based on what will be your vaccine status, because it will be tied in through HHS and your social security number to your medical records. HIPAA be damned. It ain't going to matter. So let's give a listen to me, RSV, on the high wire with Dell Bigtree earlier today.
And while it has made our lives seemingly easier, convenient, you know, we don't want to wait in line to go through the TSA checkpoint, right, and get a rectal exam. We can get this card. We can bypass it. But we have now this willingness for convenience sake to give up on that fundamental essence. And this is a spiritual crisis, Dell. It's nothing less than that. Because if they can use that number to track them from cradle to grave and then limit their ability to move about the Earth cabin, much less the United States cabin.
About this. I mean, I was talking about Israel. I was talking about Jews in Nazi Germany. What do we always think about? We think about that number, right, that was tattooed in their arms.
Which was an IBM number.
Right. And what do we got? I mean, this is what we're talking about. All of your information, they don't have to tattoo it on you. You have it. If you can't move without a card or they can put it in your cell phone. If you can't move anywhere without being able to prove who you are, folks, you've been tattooed.
Dell picking it up pretty quickly there, as I knew he would. And the question is, what are you all going to do about it? And you know, this is why I am not at all upset that we have a partial government shutdown. In fact, I would be happier if more of it shut down. If we could limit the government, the way our founders intended, buying them down with the change of the Constitution, that concept. Powers that are strictly enumerated and nothing more. Yeah, you wouldn't have a lot of obstacles to the free expression, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, on and on. All the freedoms that, some of them are listed in the 10th Amendment, but they're not granted to you by the 10th Amendment, the 10 Amendments, the Bill of Rights. But I talked about the 10th Amendment being very important here because these powers are not enumerated. The federal government doesn't have the authority, the constitutional authority, to mandate that the states use biometric data, social security numbers, etc., in state IDs and driver's licenses. They don't have the authority. And since 2005, a lot of states have been dragging their heels going, no, we don't think we want this, until they started upping the ante. They said, well, okay, you don't have to, but if you don't comply with our federal mandate, however unconstitutional, we're not going to let your people of your state enter any federal buildings, get on airplanes, and we can see where this is going. Now with Argentina going, hey, you don't get to go anywhere unless you're fully vaccinated. Tie that into adult mandates with Healthy People 2020, now called Healthy People 2030, and you see where this is going, folks. Do not comply. Withdraw consent, or you are giving consent. You comply, that is tacit consent. So with that, Super Don, that's why I'm not at all worried about the shutdown of the government, except that it will go on too short, not too long. In fact, we checked with MSNBC and NBC today about the government shutdown to get their opinion on it, and here's what they had to say.
Game over, man. Game over. What are we going to do?
Yeah, that was basically it, wasn't it, Super Don? Not so many words, but they have the doomsday scenario they're promoting about the government shutdown.
Here's the question I always ask when these things happen. This is the reason why I've become so just like bored with a lot of the news, political news that comes out, because this is like the worst case of deja vu. If you're really, really paying attention, okay, it doesn't matter. If we're talking about the shutdown when Bill Clinton was president, the shutdown when George Bush was president, the shutdown when Barack Obama was president, and now the shutdown with Trump as president. Every time there's a shutdown, the media gets together with whoever it is that they want to get together with at the time that is benefits them the most, and they paint this picture of the end of the world. You know, like the Ghostbusters clip, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. You know, like all these terrible things are going to happen. If you go down this list, this laundry list that NBC put together, you know, everybody's going to not get food stamps, tax refunds, rental assistance, paychecks. Parks are going to be closed. Museums are going to be closed. The court system's going to slow to a crawl. Disaster relief money. And it just goes on and on and on. All these things are going to, you know, that if, in the worst case scenario, this just went on for years, right? These are the things that would happen. Now, what's the reality of the situation? Okay. Right now, with this shutdown, you have got the second longest shutdown in recent history, okay? The longest was the one when Bill Clinton was president. Do I think that this is going to last for years? No, this isn't going to last for years. I mean, that's just a ridiculous thing.
Way to bum me out, man. I was like,
there's no way.
All right, no,
there's
right.
No way. Now, will we beat the record? Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I think we have until Saturday. Yeah. So, you know, what's going to happen?
Watching football game Saturday anyway. Who cares? Right?
Maybe.
Yeah. 38 million low-income Americans will lose food stamps. Dude, 38 million. What is that? 10%.
That's a lot.
10% of all Americans. Now, yeah. That's a sad state of affairs economically. You know, when we got the greatest economy ever, right? We hear about that. Of course, if you look at the economy and you say it's the what do they call that thing? The stock market, right? That artificial gambling reality based on Federal Reserve notes printed out of thin air and then just kind of funneled into people that get to touch it first. And then when it trickles down to everybody else, your buying power is lost. You know, they also talk about, IPOs, initial public offerings, they're saying those could be slowed because, one of those federal agencies that's in charge of that won't be doing much of them. They're going to get behind. What about the FDA? This is an interesting question. What is going to happen if this partial shutdown continues? You know, if it goes on forever and the FDA has to shut down, you know what? You're going to live. More people are going to live because what they do is responsible for being the third leading cause of death, according to the peer-reviewed articles in the Journal of the American Medical Association, New England Journal, and Lancet. So it's not all bad, is my point. Now, granted, there are people that have become reliant and dependent upon money from taxpayers or from future taxpayers through these so-called welfare programs, and they're going to suffer, there's no doubt, but they're already suffering because they're basically getting money through government, which is not efficient. It's not really something that is uplifting per se. I know it might be the difference between life or death if you're getting scraps of food through their food stamp program, but really, is that the best way to live? Are there other ways to help the poor? And, of course, in the era of big government has just crowded out charities and, in fact, made some charities basically illegal against the law. You can't do that. You can't give. You can't feed homeless people, right? You've heard about that. You try to feed somebody and they'll destroy
them. They have stuck people in jail.
Yeah.
For doing that.
This is the kind of crazy stuff that government does. I'm like, you're not going to miss that. Imagine if the churches and the synagogues and all the religious, you know, be able to start filling the void there that the government has crowded them out. Said, no, charity comes from government. No, it doesn't. It's force. It's violence. So I'm not overly concerned. Food inspections might be down, but the fact that we rely on the government to inspect our food tells you all you need to know about how far we are removed from survivability. Should there be an oil crisis, we go to peak oil and oil goes to $500 a barrel. Where's that food coming from? You're not going to be able to afford it. They won't be able to ship it. Everything's coming by trucks. Liam Sheff warned us about this. I don't know if and when that happens, but I'm just saying, your dependence, the dependence of all of these people on government, it's not a good sign because inevitably there are disasters that occur, maybe temporary, maybe long term. This should be a warning for anybody, another one of those warnings to say, I've got to step it up. I've got to find another way than relying on the federal government and the largesse of taxpayers who don't realize they're willing dupes for the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the Federal Reserve, which is no more federal than it has any reserves. But we got to go there. Political healing, economic healing. How about healing your food and healing your body with food? We're going to go non-GMO and organic after the break with Jeffrey Smith. Stand by. It's big. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. And link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEbestedpill.com. The online doctor's office. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show.
We're still here. No panic. The government can shut down. I think we'll all be better off by and large. Because if you rely upon the bureaucratic oligarchy to protect you from things that are dangerous, like, well, really, the FDA protecting Big Pharma from you and me, or the USDA protecting the manufacturers, the makers, the purveyors, the sellers of genetically engineered foods, rather than protecting the public, letting them know what's in their food so they can make fully informed decisions about what they eat. We're going to talk about that this hour with Jeffrey Smith from the Institute for Responsible Technology. Jeffrey, welcome back, my friend.
Great to be here, Robert.
We got to take action, and there's a take action alert from the IRT. We have it linked up, and first let's start with the call to action, and we'll explain why it's important.
All right, so let me give you a little bit of history, and this may go into the break because this is worth knowing. So everyone in America, well, 90% of Americans, more than that actually, want to know if something is genetically engineered. And there were ballot initiatives where the biotech industry put in $100 million to lie, blatantly lie to the public, saying, oh, it's going to raise your food bill, $550 a year per person in your family, which was a complete lie. And they basically scared people in, and they won these ballot initiatives, but they were razor close. They were, like, in some cases, less than 1% apart. In the meantime, little Vermont passed a labeling bill in their legislature, and it was going to start July 16th, I believe, in 2016, or July 1st, 2016. Well, the biotech industry freaked out because they don't want people to know if products are genetically engineered because they know people don't trust them, and that there's good reason for that. So they got their friends in Congress to pass what we call the DARK Act, Denying Americans the Right to Know, which preempted states' rights for requiring labeling and said, no, there should be no state that can require GMO labeling. We'll give it to the USDA. Now, obviously, that was an interesting pro-Monsanto move because the USDA has been in the pocket of Monsanto for years. Tom Vilsack was Obama's Secretary of Agriculture. He was biotech governor of the year before, at some point when he was governor of Iowa. And then Sonny Perdue comes along in the new administration, and he was biotech governor of the year even more recently, appointed by the biotech industry as being in their favor. So by taking it out, labeling out of the hands of the FDA and giving it to the USDA, they figured it would just be a facade. They said, oh, we're going to do a national GMO required labeling rule, and we're going to give the USDA 2 years to the day to allow it to give us their formula, and they ignored the deadline. They were in a lawsuit because they did not follow Congress. And finally, close to 6 months later, they came, which is right before the Christmas break, Thursday before the Christmas, which was always the time when the worst news gets put out because there's not a very good news cycle then and it's not covered, they come out with their fake labeling bill. And so on our side at the Institute for Responsible Technology, we have a petition going not only to the USDA and not only to the White House, but most importantly to the food companies, asking for their help in stopping this travesty of this fake labeling bill. And I'll explain why it's fake and why it's a travesty now. But in the meantime, you can go to the Institute for Responsible Technology, scroll down the middle column and find where I'm talking about labeling, or go to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Robert Scott Bell, is it robertscottbell.com?
Yeah, we have the link directly to responsibletechnology.org, the action alert, so y'all can plug in and,
right,
you know, we'll see if we can push back on this fake labeling issue coming out of USDA.
So I'll go through how they have carefully scripted this labeling bill to appear to be real, and it turns out it's fake. Now, the good news is that what happened was when the Grocery Manufacturers Association was a front group for big food, funneling millions of dollars, up to $100 million along with the biotech industry, to fight these labeling ballot initiatives, they got caught laundering money because you have to disclose the donors, but they were just playing, oh, it's just us, but in fact it was Kraft and Nestle's and all these other companies. So they got hit with a fine. But some of these companies started to say to the Grocery Manufacturers Association, we don't agree with you. We think consumers should be able to know if their foods are genetically engineered. We label products in Europe. In fact, we label products in 65 countries, but not the U.S. So we disagree, and we're leaving the Grocery Manufacturers Association in protest. Because they actually lost big buck donors.
That, well, there are some good signs that happened there. But again, the USDA in the pocket of big food, just like we talk about FDA and big pharma, put on a fake labeling campaign, and they've succeeded, or have they? We're going to find out from Jeffrey Smith after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is reiterating that the country has a serious illegal immigration issue. Speaking in McAllen, Texas, the president said the tremendous flood of illegal immigrants are making their way across the southern border.
Look, this is common sense. They need a barrier. They need a wall. If you don't have it, it's going to be nothing but hard work and grueling problems. And by the way, and death.
Vice President Mike Pence says it's time for Democrats to start negotiating in order to end the partial government shutdown. Pence was speaking today on Capitol Hill.
Democrats continue to maintain the position that they will not negotiate until the president reopens the government. That's with the crisis we have on our southern border, the American people deserve better.
The Dow was up 123 points to close at 24001. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Belcher. When we think about ways to protect our environment, and the ultimate environment is the environment we carry with us in our own bodies, it's not completely disconnected from the outer world, but you get the context that we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show about healing, right? We've got to have a clean, pure environment in the body, and also we have to get to live in a cleaner environment. Now, those of you out there are still under the impression that the federal government is invested in protecting the public, it's pretty much a ruse. And this is not me going, oh, there goes Robert on an anti-government rant. Look, I'd love it if an agency would actually protect the environment or protect the people from dangerous drugs and foods that are adulterated. But we're seeing how it's playing out. When you centralize power, that those industries that are very profitable already will seize hold of that power much easier than if it's decentralized. And they will find a way to make it where they're not liable or minimize their liability. In the case of Big Pharma, they're not liable at all on the vaccine front. In the case of GMOs, you know, the lawsuits that are happening, or in the case of genetically engineered foods out there, the labeling, they don't want you to know what's in the food. The USDA has played fast and loose with the intention of what we call the DARK Act, of course, labeling on the federal level mandate. So, Jeffrey, let's go deeper into this. What has transpired, and is it a done deal? Is it a fait accompli, or are there some things that we can do to push back on this?
Yes, in fact, the good news is when I go into the horror show that is this labeling law or labeling rule, I'm going to say that there is something that everyone can do right now if you're not driving. You can go to responsibletechnology.org or click to us through the Robert Scott Bell Show website and sign a petition. Now, normally, I don't consider a petition to be particularly important, but in this case, it is. And here's why. A wrinkle happened, which is more than a wrinkle. It was actually a major shift happened. We expected the USDA's preliminary release of this bill, which was for this rule back in the spring, to basically be Monsanto's version. But it wasn't. It actually was a schizophrenic menu where they said, well, we could do it this way, which was a Monsanto version, or we could do it this way, which was matching essentially what the European Union was doing, which was actually pretty substantial. Now, we were shocked to see that the USDA would even consider a real labeling bill. And we realized that when all of these companies left the Grocery Manufacturers Association, which had been lobbying and funneling and laundering money on their behalf against labeling ballot initiatives in these states, when they started losing some of their big funders, they actually changed their opinion. And when they weighed in to the USDA, it was a complete about-face, saying we're in favor of real significant labels. And I was told it was basically something that we could have written. I didn't read it, but I was told by an attorney who read it and was pretty impressed, which is a complete change. And it was because of the power of consumers. Now, my feeling is that we've been educating people about the health dangers of GMOs. I've been working on this for 23 years. And now 46% of Americans say they're seeking to avoid GMOs in the food that they eat. And the food companies are rapidly eliminating GMOs, and so they actually want mandatory labeling that's meaningful because they will do good. They will do well in a marketplace if they're without GMOs and others have to label it. So it may not be entirely altruistic from these big food companies. It may be that they want a competitive advantage and that they figure by the time the GMO labeling required bill gets implemented, they will have removed GMOs from most or all of their food lines. So it was interesting that now there's major food companies, Campbell's was one of the early ones, and the Grocery Manufacturers Association telling the government, we've changed our mind and we want good labeling. And so instead of coming out in their comment period with a draft that we could all uniformly hate, they came out with basically a menu. We can do it this way or this way. And so, of course, we commented and said, do it the way consumers want. And in mid-December, just before Christmas, they came out with the final ruling, and they chose Monsanto's version. They ignored the Grocery Manufacturers Association. They ignored some of these more progressive companies, and they came up with the Monsanto, which is now Bayer company, Bayer's version of labeling. And I'm going to describe it to you. And as I tell you this, and you feel outrage, and you can do something. You can go and sign the petition. And the reason why we think this petition will be good is that when we get to the bottom of the petition, you'll see it shows to the food companies, even the food companies that wanted this fake labeling rule to go forward, it shows how they will end up losing. They will backfire on them, and they will lose customers, and they didn't realize it. So when they read this, they may go, oh, my God, what have we done?
Mm-hmm.
And then they will either go above and beyond the mandatory labeling or put pressure on this or the next administration and change it. Because you can always change a ruling. In fact, the European Union changed its ruling to a more robust labeling situation, I think, back in 2003. Okay, so I'm going to give you why it is draconian, why it is 1984, and why it's completely bogus. Ready, Robert?
Yes.
All right. So it's supposed to be required labeling for GMOs. Most products with GMOs are exempt. So it's done in three ways. First of all, if you can't find a GMO detection in the final product, it's exempt. Now, this means that if you have soybean oil made from 100% genetically engineered soy, it would not be labeled. If you had high fructose corn syrup made from 100% genetically modified corn, it would not be labeled. In fact, GMOs show up mostly in processed foods as fractionated ingredients derived from soy and corn, and you cannot find in most of those detections in the final product. Nonetheless, it could still have damaging properties, and we discussed this in other places, and this would say most of the GMOs on the market would be exempt. Sugar. Most of the sugar in the United States comes from GMO sugar beets, and that would be exempt. So that's one way that most GMOs would not be labeled. Second, milk, meat, and eggs from animals fed GMOs would not be labeled. Third, the rule excludes all of the new GMO techniques, the gene editing, the CRISPR-Cas9. So, and in fact, for those in the know, you'll realize that there is zero government oversight into most of these new gene-edited products. So you can genetically engineer, gene-edit a mushroom like they have, and you can send a letter to the USDA saying, you don't really need to look at this, do you? And the USDA says, nah, we don't need to look at that. And they don't, because there's no rules, there's no laws in the government about how the government should look at GMOs. Because an earlier White House, under the first Bush administration, did not want Congress to enact new laws regarding GMOs, so they told the EPA, the USDA, and the FDA, just find some laws that could apply here. And the laws are so bogus and so completely unrelated that because if you genetically engineer something and don't insert genes from bacteria or viruses, then the USDA does not have to look at it unless it creates specifically an invasive weed. So they use that to say, okay, it does not have to be looked at by the USDA. The EPA doesn't have to look at it unless it has a chemical pesticide or creates a pesticide inside it, like the genetically engineered corn. The FDA doesn't have to look at anything because Michael Taylor, Monsanto's former attorney, was in charge of the FDA GMO policy, and he said, no testing necessary, no labeling necessary. Companies can introduce GMOs without even telling the FDA. And so none of the regulatory agencies are required to look at these new gene-edited crops, and they're not required to be labeled.
Folks, if I may, Jeffrey, when I talk about the shutdown of the government, and people think I'm being a little bit facetious, maybe a little, but at the same time, the illusion of protection is worse, to my mind, to no protection at all. Because if you realize they are scamming you and they're allowing GMOs to be in everything and they're going to say it doesn't have to be labeled based on our new definitions, wouldn't you be better off to assume that everything is a GMO unless you can personally validate it or know the farmer or become your own farmer, which I've been encouraging for years. My dearly departed friend Liam Sheff talked about that. We've all got to bring it home closer to home. Now, this is not to say don't push back, don't fight back, because there's another layer to this that Jeffrey talked about or hasn't talked about with y'all yet. It won't even say GMO with the few things that will still rank into the, okay, this has to be labeled. It's not going to say GMO. It's going to say bioengineered, which very few people even know what that means. And it's going to have probably a pretty picture of a flower on it.
And it doesn't have to say bioengineered. It can have a QR code, which you have to scan with a smartphone in the store and navigate in the website to find out whether there's GMO content in there. So it doesn't have to say bioengineered. It can also have a Texas number or it can have a URL, or it can have a toll-free number, and all of those can be instead of telling the consumer this is a GMO.
So what's the point of having a USDA when it just protects the interests of these global corporations, food, big food, with no allegiance to any nation or state or the health of you and your children?
Yeah. It gets worse. In this case, for example, if there's a 5% accidental contamination, it doesn't have to be labeled. Again, it doesn't use the word GMOs, which 97% of consumers are aware of. It has a symbol, which is almost a smiley face. It's basically a positive, upbeat, bioengineered kind of, it's a symbol. It's BE. BE for bioengineered. People know GMOs. They don't know what BE means.
Right.
So, we did a contest at the Institute for Responsible Technology and said, what should BE stand for? And the winner was buy elsewhere.
Buy elsewhere. That's right. That's right. So in regards to our action alert, USDA, again, you know, pushing back, is it a done deal? Can we get this thing changed?
We can. First of all, it doesn't actually kick into place until 2022, right? So that's into the next administration. We don't know. And so what I point out at the bottom of this petition, and I'll share it with you now, is this. Let's say you're a company that's like, you know, excited that you're, you know, that you've got through the USDA and the state label and says, well, we'll fake them out. We'll put a QR code on, or we'll put a URL. No one's going to bother looking up with a QR code. We'll be able to use our GMOs and hide it. Well, consumers trying to avoid GMOs, they're going to assume that any package that has a QR code, toll-free number, text on your website in order to get in any information is hiding the fact that it contains GMOs. This means it's going to hurt companies that
use so that communication to the companies, they might get behind and go, hey, this is not really a good plan.
Exactly.
All right, Jeffrey Smith, stand by. We got to take another break. Go to the Institute for Responsible Technology, link through at robertscottbell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, it's my 20th year in broadcast radio, and I'm not running out of things to say or talk about. And 23 years ago, Jeffrey Smith launched into one of the most important movements on planet Earth to push back on the Monsatans of the world, now Bayer, but anybody that would genetically engineer, genetic abominations as I call them, the food supply and claim, oh, it's just the same, it's fine. And it's been a lot of years, Jeffrey, you've been at it, and God bless you, my friend. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. And where we are today, again, it becomes more and more obvious that government may not be the solution, but while it's still there, we got to push back and hold our feet to the hopefully constitutional fire. And you're talking also about talking to industry about Absolutely. What they think might be good for them, but might not be, in fact, good for them.
In fact, it's been consumers' impact on this issue which has caused us to largely win the immediate battle on GMOs, certainly in Europe and then also in the United States, where the tipping point is underway as food companies rush to eliminate GMOs to cater to the concerned consumers. But some are holding out. Some want to use this fake labeling rule from the USDA to hide behind the fact that they're using GMOs. Now, catch this. If it says on the label that it doesn't even, like, there's two ways that someone using GMOs can get away with it. One, they use GMOs in a way that's excluded, which is most ways. And so it just simply doesn't say bioengineered. And the other way is to use it in such a way that someone has to go to a URL, they have to go to a scanning, et cetera, et cetera. Consumers who are really concerned about GMOs are going to reject anything that doesn't explicitly say non-GMO because the labeling bill tells them nothing. Now, but it gets a little worse. When someone says that their product is non-GMO, like, for example, Cheerios, they self-certify they defined non-GMO on their own terms. I called up their representative and said, what do you mean by non-GMO? Do you test your product, or is it a farmer statement? Or is it simply saying that we ask our farmers not to use GMOs? How do you determine it's non-GMO? They said that's proprietary. Now, with this new bioengineered definition by the USDA, some companies are going to say, we're non-GMO because we're not bioengineered according to the definition by the USDA. So there are going to be companies that are going to try and self-certify saying they're non-GMO, and the smart consumer is going to say, I don't believe you. I need to see a third-party verification with a system that I believe is really talking about GMOs, for example, the non-GMO project. So all of these companies that are trying to hide behind the fake labeling bill and say, we can even call our products non-GMO, even though they contain GMOs, by self-certifying it, it's going to tell all the consumers, anyone that makes the claim that's not third-party verified with standards that we trust, we don't trust. And so it's going to force companies that are trying to save the hundreds of thousands or even millions, if they're huge companies, from doing the third-party verification. They're going to be forced to do it because they got the USDA to push this through. So this backlash on the food companies is going to be huge. They're going to realize not only are they going to lose market share because customers will not believe anything on their package, they're going to have to spend extra and do what they've been trying to avoid doing, and that is actually verify through a third party that they're non-GMO.
Well, now, and in the meantime, Jeffrey, again, remind everybody that the only way to be certain at this point is to know your farmer, become your farmer, or get certified organic at this point.
Well, actually, non-GMO project verified is something you could trust, but, Robert, your point is well taken. In the movie Secret Ingredient, we make it clear that non-GMO is not enough to avoid one key poison in our environment called Roundup. Roundup is sprayed as a desiccant to dry down the grain grown in North America, the wheat, the oats, the barley, the rice, these different things that can be sprayed before harvest, and they can have high levels of glyphosate, the active ingredient that's a probable human carcinogen, and also the pulses, the mung beans, the lentils, also potatoes and kiwis and sunflower. So you can find that Roundup residues are throughout the food supply, so eating organic is critical. And if you go to secretingredientsmovie.com, you can watch a film in which more than a...
That's what I want everybody to do, Jeffrey. They got to see this, and they'll see a physician-assisted, monitored families and see what happens when they change their food. We're out of time this hour. Go to Institute for Responsible Technology, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.